Welcome to the Good God Prayer Experience. This is a time for you to go deeper with God. It's a time for you to get better acquainted with God as Father and as King. There is no pressure here. Be free to let go of any and all expectations that have been placed on you. You're not a sibling, a spouse, or significant other. You're not a student, employee, or employer. For the next 25 minutes, you are only a daughter or son. You'll need to find a place that is free from distractions. Try and go somewhere where you feel totally comfortable and at peace. The only thing you'll need is paper and something to write with, or notes app on your electronic device. You can pause this and go find that now. Let's begin. For the next 60 seconds, just breathe. Breathe in hope and possibility. And exhale any stress or pressure you might feel. Now, I want you to consider one thing in your life that is good. It can be your job, an important relationship. It could be that your refrigerator has food in it. Just think of anything that is good. The book of James in the Bible says, every good, every perfect gift comes from above. These gifts come down from the Father, the Creator of the heavenly lights, in whose character there is no change at all. That means everything good in our life can be traced back to God's goodness, to God being a good King and a good Father. Take the next 60 seconds and thank God by writing down a prayer of thanks for any of those things that you thought of. As good as God is, there may be places in our lives that we've felt let down by Him. Prayers that have seemingly gone unanswered. Injustices that have gone unpunished. Pandemics that change the way we live. God is good, and suffering still exists. The Psalms, a book from the Bible, is a collection of some of King David's prayers to God. David knew a thing or two about suffering. He also knew how to express his suffering to God. Listen to these passages and hear the openness and honesty in David's words. Have mercy on me, Lord, because I'm frail. Heal me, Lord, because my bones are shaking in terror. My whole body is completely terrified. But you, Lord, how long will this last? Come back to me, Lord. Deliver me. Save me for the sake of your faithful love. I'm worn out from groaning. Every night, I drench my bed with tears. I soak my couch all the way through. My vision fails because of my grief. It's weak because of all my distress. How long will you forget me, Lord? Forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long will I be left to my own wits, agony filling my heart? Daily? How long will my enemy keep defeating me? Now, in your own words, express your suffering, frustration, letdowns to the Father. It can be past or present, doesn't matter. Any area of your life where you are holding on to pain or bitterness needs to be brought into the light of the Father's love and redemption. He can handle it. Listen to this promise from your heavenly King. Don't be anxious about anything. Rather, bring up all your requests to God in your prayers and petitions, along with giving thanks. Then the peace of God that exceeds all understanding will keep your hearts and minds safe in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 6-7. Take the next 2 minutes to write your own Psalms of Lament to your Heavenly Father, the God of peace. You could say something like, God, why do you feel so far away? Why is there so much suffering in the world? Don't hold anything back from Him. He wants to hear what's on your heart. The Gospel of Mark, a book in the New Testament that tells the story of Jesus' life on earth, speaks of a coming kingdom. In Mark 1:15, Jesus tells us, "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." Now, the word repent could be a trigger for a lot of people. We might imagine a man on the corner screaming about burning in hell if we don't repent. The word repent just means to turn away from behaviors that are displeasing to God. It's more than I'm sorry. It's a change in the direction of your thinking and your actions. Before we can believe or receive the good news, we need to walk out some repentance. In the same way we expressed our hurts and frustrations, we need to confess anything in our life that might come between us and God. After King David slept with another man's wife, he confessed to God. Psalm 51:4 says, "Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge." David knew he was wrong and didn't try to hide it from God. He pleaded for his king's forgiveness. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Psalm 51:1. Take the next 3 minutes to write everything that you need to confess to God. Be honest. This is between you and your King. You may need to repent of giving in to fear or choosing passivity over taking a stand. You may need to repent for denying God authority in your life as King. Whatever it is you repent of, just remember this promise from 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, tells us, "If you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask Him?" God has left us all we need to know about His love for us inside the Bible, and for the next 2 minutes, you'll hear those words spoken over you. All you need to do is listen and receive. You may want to close your eyes and turn your palms up. This is a receiving posture. Hear these words written for you by your heavenly Father and King. The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In His love, He will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. Zephaniah 3:17. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. Isaiah 43:4. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me. Isaiah 49:15-16. The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. Jeremiah 31:3. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. Revelation 21:4. How precious is your steadfast love, O God! The children of mankind take refuge in the shadow of your wings. Psalm 36:7. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22-23. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not. I am the one who helps you. Isaiah 41:13. God is not far away. He is near. He is a good God and a good King. We're going to close this time in worship through song. We worship God to put Him in His rightful place, the seat of honor over our lives. Listen to King David's worship from Psalm 63. You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live. In your name I will lift up my hands. I will be fully satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips my mouth will praise you.
Praise God from flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise God from whom all
Jesus.